I wish I would have known more how connected all these disloyal simp fucks were. Like, if I would have known that, like, Irrelevant was, like, a pathetic simp fuck for Jasmine, or if I would have known that Jistical had been secretly dating Cherry, or if I would have known that, like, ABBA was fucking and romantically enticed by fucking Lauren De Laguna, or if I would have known that Amy and Lauren were friends behind the scene and Lauren was begging Amy to make the fucking video about me that she did, or if I would have, like, if I would have known that all of these connections existed, then I would have been... Things would have made so much more sense when stuff was breaking. Was like, holy shit, I guess my entire friend group and everything else, like, literally thinks I'm a fucking demon. But then I realized that, oh, it's just the DGG sex cult. I just was never invited to it, I guess. One of my big side things for the upcoming manifesto is that I think that this reputation, I think Lauren is able to launder her reputation because she's never just been as popular online, but there has to be like a huge public like specter that follows her around so that people know what they're getting into for her and then for Pixie. They never got quite popular enough for people to realize like how fucking crazy they are. So they are able to just like fuck their way into a new group and then like everything is like chill and cool, you know?
There's a reason why I don't talk about either of these two fools as much as they talk about me.
Well, one is because, as we've seen illustrated, especially over the past couple weeks, you have a whole little weirdo, creepy sexual sub-network that obsessively does it for you, which is nice, which must be nice. That strategy, by the way, super effective. And you get all of your friends to spread all the fucking misinformation and all the weirdo fucking personal obsessive shit that you want, right? But, oh, but they're not doing it directly, so, you know, it must be good. God, it's so annoying how transparently fucking cringe these people operate. Did you see, holy shit, that Hassan replied to a Nicandros tweet?
Oh, yeah, dude, he's deep in it right now.
I have no idea who these people are, and Hassan is in their fucking mentions! What the fuck? 3,300 followers.
Hassanabi, I wish, bro.
What? Destiny saying that... So what are people saying? They're saying that I slept with a girl 3 years ago. Is that these are the?
I haven't said anything about this in like years. I don't even know why the fuck any of these clips are even resurfacing or what any of this has to even fucking do with anything. Okay. It's going viral because of Lauren De Laguna drama with her. Yeah.
Lauren and Amy broke up as best friends a few months ago. I feel like I've talked about this, haven't I? She's my source of information for so much good shit. Like how Lauren pushed Pixie to start the lawsuit and was like basically the sole driver behind all of that.
Yeah, Lauren is fucking insane. Lauren is crazy. Yeah, I've been talking to Amy quite a bit. Oh, did I not? I feel like I mentioned this. Maybe I didn't. Yeah, Lauren is fucking insane. I can't even get into all of the crazy shit. Lauren De Laguna will obsessively stalk and try to life destroy any fucking person that she's ever had a negative experience with in her entire life. She's fucking insane. Like the most insane person ever. I don't even know what led to the split between Amy and Lauren, but like Lauren will call and just leave voicemails to Amy about how much she fucking hates this woman and shit for no fucking reason.
Your life falling apart has been the highlight of my year. Oh my God. And I have a lot of good things going for me this year, like my law firm being so successful, but honestly, cherry on the cake. Thank you so much for sucking.
Like, this is not a healthy person. This person is fucking insane.
You can fix her, Steven.
Yeah. I don't know if she's deleted anything on here yet. This girl will create, like, alternative Reddit accounts and shit, or alternative Twitter accounts to go and fucking stalk people. This is a Lauren De Laguna Twitter account that she uses to just, like, reply guy to Amy shit, saying she wish she would die.
It's crazy how many people are making like alternative accounts to go on to like, I don't know, either your Reddit or on Twitter and shit. I've literally never done this.
I know. I don't know where they have so much time. I don't know how they have the time to do this shit. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, no, these people are fucking crazy. Pixie and Lauren and like, I don't get it. I don't know. I have no idea. How does she have the time for all of this? Because it's rich girls or rich people, I guess. It's not guys usually, it has to be women, because usually when guys start fucking around like this, they start killing people and they go to jail. But like, it's girls from rich families that don't have to do anything real to survive in life. That's it. So like Pixie and Lauren can basically LARP all these different lifestyles. I think Lauren wanted to LARP as a math tutor. Then she wanted to LARP as a lawyer. She wanted to LARP as an influencer during her red pill arc. Now she's LARPing as whatever. And their mommy and daddy will always pay for their entire life through all of it. Same thing with Pixie. She wanted to LARP with something. And then, I don't know, she LARPs her way through 3 different fucking undergrads. Then she wanted to LARP as like an influencer. Then she wanted to LARP. Now she's trying to go to like law school to be a lawyer. Like their mommy and daddy will just pay for every single fucking thing that they can, because that's all they have, is they've got the infinite bank of mom and dad, so they can LARP through whatever part of their fucking life they want to, you know, on their parents' dime. It's fucking crazy to me. Didn't she explain the split on that Beardson guy's show? I don't know. I didn't even watch this. I just heard that she did one, but...
got married. And as soon as they got engaged, she no longer financially needed me because Daniel's like, oh, I got you for everything.
Just remember that like 90% of what Lauren De Laguna says is bullshit. She will lie about almost anything once she's decided she doesn't like a person. When she loves a person, she is legitimately, and I can see this through all the discovery that she's given me for the people you can trace the paths of. This is schizo shit. But you can see like Lauren unironically does like the love bombing stuff when she is on your team. Like for Pixie, she's like messaging all of her friends like, hey, like I want to bring my friend onto this podcast. She's super cool. Like, hey, is there anything you can do for Pixie? I love her so much. She's my best friend in the world. Like when she is like on your team, she's doing every fucking thing she can to like gas this person up and get everybody to do things for them and do whatever the fuck she can to make this person's life better. But then when she's against you, she will go through every part of your life that she can. And the problem is that she's a woman who's willing to fuck anybody to get her way. And I don't mean this in like in just like a normal like hate women thing, but I mean like she will weaponize her vagina to get into any guy that she needs to start to twist. And then she has so much free time that she will twist and twist and twist and twist and twist to get these groups of people to fucking hate whoever her current op is. I didn't realize how deep it all ran in the past, but especially now when I back up and I look and I see how like connected everything is, like that fucking retard Irrelevant is literally getting his mind fucked by Jasmine Jafar, who was literally a close fucking friend of Lauren De Laguna. I didn't realize that Irrelevant was simping for this fucking dipshit for 2 years, right? When he said I need to go to jail for sex crimes or whatever, 100% this dipshit got this from Jasmine's tits, okay? That was also coming from Lauren De Laguna. I mean, I have like texts obviously when Lauren was trying to turn me and Jasmine against each other and then me and Amy against each other, because when Lauren was still friends with Amy, she was trying to, yeah, it's just so much. But it's like, it's the fact that Lauren has so much time that she can do this in the background constantly, okay, with everybody. So much time. It's so much time. And then she's willing to fuck guys, so guys will like at least like hear her out because, you know, they'll sleep with her. And yeah, she just, it's crazy. It's crazy. Destiny, show some of those DMs. Which DMs? Lauren to Amy pitting her against you? Well, I feel like I went over this drama a long time ago on stream. This will all be part of the manifesto where I will bring all of it together because it's just so much. But once it's all laid out, it's like so much more obvious.
The final manifesto.
It's hopefully. Jesus. Amy messaged me some night because she said that Lauren was trying to convince Jasmine and Farha that I was like leaking personal information about Amy. Because Lauren was trying to make all these people hate me. It was after I shut down Lauren. When did Lauren ask me out? When did I break up with Melina? December 2023, my chat says. Okay, let's go to that. Oh, hey, Steven. Super random, but do you have a chance? But do you by chance have a few minutes free to chat tonight or this week? There's something I wanted to ask you about. Easier on the phone or in person. And then...
I am way too busy to really be...
Okay, I don't want to... like, I guess leak Amy's... But more or less, it's just Amy asking me, like... Amy is basically saying that Lauren is telling Jasmine that you are like leaking a bunch of like crazy personal details about like some old sexual encounters or whatever that I had. And I was like, no, I probably did talk to Farha about this like a year earlier, but I didn't even know Amy personally, like when I had spoken about this. But the way that Jasmine was phrasing things, Jasmine was making it sound like I was like currently leaking things to people, which was retarded as fuck. Yeah.
You were in the most high school of high school drama.
No, yeah, it was so... But this is why I cut off Farha on everybody, because the second time she came to my apartment, this was like halfway through the argument, I started checking my logs. I'm like, bro, you, like, none of what you're saying is true. I don't know why Lauren is even telling you this shit. But the more annoying thing is, I don't know why you believe her on any of this, because Lauren's not giving you evidence for any of the things that she's claiming about me. And when I go and I read the logs, everything is the exact fucking opposite. So, I don't know, it's just annoying. It's crazy to me, yeah. I wish I would have known more how connected all these disloyal simp fucks were. Like, if I would have known that, like, Irrelevant was, like, a pathetic simp fuck for Jasmine, or if I would have known that Jistical had been secretly dating Cherry, or if I would have known that, like, ABBA was fucking and romantically enticed by fucking Lauren De Laguna, or if I would have known that Amy and Lauren were friends behind the scene and Lauren was begging Amy to make the fucking video about me that she did, or if I would have, like, if I would have known that all of these connections existed, then I would have been... things would have made so much more sense when stuff was breaking. Where it's like, holy shit, I guess my entire friend group and everything else like literally thinks I'm a fucking demon. But then I realized that, oh, it's just the DGG sex cult. I just was never invited to it, I guess. Yeah, but apparently, yeah, I don't know. What is this?
Way, I believe in taking care of your woman. I believe that a woman should never have to pay and yada yada. So I was like, okay, dope, whatever. So you know Pixie. I don't know if you know Pixie. So it was Pixie's birthday.
Lauren, I think, is still obsessed with Pixie, and Pixie is still too much of a weak, spineless fuck to ever have a thought or original idea of her own. So she's constantly controlled by the people around her. And I think Lauren has her claws sunk so much into Pixie. And yeah, Pixie's just not an independent human being. So she, I think she still super stands Pixie.
So we all go out for Pixie's birthday, and we're at like this nice, like fine Italian restaurant.
Well, at this point, I don't think she can go against Lauren. I would assume Lauren has like some life-ending shit on fucking Pixie.
Well, I know for a fact that Lauren and Pixie have done mega illegal shit in terms of conspiring on our court case. Why I say mega illegal?
They're Bonnie and Clyde together.
1,000,000,000%. Yeah. Hold on. This is the Italian dinner where, I don't know if she'll mention me, but this is the dinner where I think Lauren claims that, is this the one where I forced her to pay for the birthday dinner, for her own birthday dinner or whatever? It was like, this is like the weirdest accusation of me, because I always pay for meals when I go out with people. I always pay, just because I have so much money. I was like, why not? I'll cover the meal. And I was like, yeah, Steven made me pay for my entire birthday dinner that they hosted for me, something. Unless it's a different dinner. I don't know. Just fucking retarded.
So I was like, okay, dope, whatever. So, you know Pixie. I don't know if you know Pixie. So it was Pixie's birthday. So we all go out for Pixie's birthday, and we're at like this nice, like fine Italian restaurant because her wife is Italian, and her wife is also like,
wait, her wife?
Yeah, Pixie's wife.
I don't know. Like, I'm not familiar with Pixie.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, that is true. I should have made all these motherfuckers pay for shit. I didn't know that they were all from fucking rich ass spoiled fuck families.
Oh, she's one of those. Okay. Oh, she's one of those. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense now. Her wife thing makes sense now. Yeah.
Yeah, but her wife has like a like great taste in restaurants. So we always go to like, and she's always like a club member. So we get like discounts and we get like, likes private rooms and stuff like that. So we were going out to a restaurant, and this is the first time Daniel was supposed to pay for Amy's portion. Like, I'm no longer liable for Amy's portion. I'm relieved of duty. I am off the clock. She now has a fiance, right? Mm-hmm. So this bitch gets four drinks at $25 a pop because she's a fucking alcoholic and she can't fucking stop herself. Plus, she eats dinner. But she says that she's a vegan, but she still eats meat and cheese, so she's not really a vegan. And Daniel says that he's gluten intolerant, but he still ate. So both of them drank. And so we're driving home, and I'm like, hey, I paid the tab. Pixie doesn't have to pay because it's her birthday. Mm-hmm. Virginia already paid me. Anna already paid me. Like, your turn, Daniel, to pay you and Amy. And,
who has the, also, Lauren's 1,000,000,000% lying about any law firm shit. She worked as a public defender in Miami for 1 month and got fired, and then tried to blame it on anti-Semitism from her employer. And now she's in Texas, and she claims to have all these clients from Florida that she represents. She's making hundreds of thousands of dollars a year. She's not even licensed to practice in Texas. It's all a fucking lie. It's all a fucking lie.
He was like, okay, I got this. And he slides me a $100 bill. I'm like, sir, you're joking, right? Like, each of you were $200. Easy. And then they just refused to pay and basically called me a Jew and then took over the apartment that I paid for and, like, wouldn't let me in the living room until I moved out. And then I moved all my shit out and I moved to Texas. And then I, like, was like, fuck that bitch. She stole a bunch of stuff from me. She was supposed to deliver some of my stuff. She just threw it
out. That's a move Steve and I would have done on Dan, actually.
True. I don't know how you bring this shit up in firm chat. All I think of is how they were acting last January and February, sucking Irrelevant off because he was speaking out against you, etc. I'm purposely on, like, behalf of people. The problem is that, like, men are just simp fucks. But it's also probably just because a lot of them are fucking losers and they don't ever get any fucking women. So as soon as one gives them some attention, they turn into a simp fuck and they immediately have to stand every single fucking thing that they say. Because if they don't, they will, I don't know. They're worried the woman will leave them or some bullshit. I don't know. I hate men. I hate all these motherfuckers so much. I hate every motherfucking piece of shit involved in this fucking drama, dude. Oh, my God.
Camera.
Except there has only been one real ass. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. And it's fucking Darius. My king, okay? My king. God damn. God damn.
I had a chessboard couldn't take with me. It was like an electronic chessboard where the pieces move on their own so you could play people across the world. She threw that out. She threw out like all the possessions she was supposed to send me.
Jazz knows that the average woman, she's in the top 1% in the tits department and top 1% sugar mama. I mean, she's smart. She has a lot of fucking boob. Yeah. And she probably makes a lot of money on OnlyFans. She's also addicted to fucking meth. So, I mean, like, whatever. You know, hey, listen, everybody does their own thing, okay?
Even though
the only time I'm very stringent about my Vyvanse, okay? Because I need my Vyvanse to survive. I remember when we were at, I remember when we were at one of the canvassing things, or might have been the only one that she went to, she was like, oh shit, like I want to try some whatever. This motherfucker eats 360 milligrams of Vyvanse in order for her to have a, like a whatever fucking day. This chick is strung the fuck out, addicted, okay? We have massive, these people are all fucking crazy. I hate all these motherfuckers. I hate all these. Also, I'm pretty sure, didn't I show the DMs on stream? It was a text message between me and Jasmine. We were both kind of talking about how kind of like sad and pathetic Lauren De Laguna was, because Lauren was like crying to, I guess Jasmine was already twisting Irrelevant's weak fucking loser mind at that canvassing event. I guess I didn't put it together as much because I had suspicions. I just didn't know. But Jasmine and Irrelevant were hanging out a lot. And then Lauren was crying to Jasmine and Irrelevant about how, like, I wouldn't date her, but I was still, like, so nice to whatever and blah, blah, blah. I hate all these motherfuckers.
Throughout, like, all the possessions she was supposed to send me, even though I helped...
They were very chummy during the canvassing event. I'm pretty sure they were staying together. I can't prove it. But I do know that they were Ubering together all the time and everything. That's how Lauren was sharing an Uber with them, is because... that. Yeah, but whatever.
She threw out like all the possessions she was supposed to send me, even though I helped her move three times.
Wow.
Three times. Because of the apartment she got the eviction from, the apartment in between, into my apartment. So three times I helped that bitch move. And never once did she do anything. Okay, so that's why I'm pissed at her. And then I found out she replaced me at...
You never showed DMs, but you talked about how Lauren walked into... I feel like I did. I must have. The text messages between me and Jasmine...
Who is Jasmine?
Jasmine Jafar. She's a huge, big titty person. By the way, this girl was at my apartment multiple times. I think I drove her to and from someplace or the airport or something. I don't remember, for our debate in Santa Clara in the whatever show. I've hung out with her, text her a bit. Not a single time in my entire life have I ever hit on her, made a move, made a sexual comment, tried to do anything weird ever. Oh, I remember thinking of this. I was going to bring this up with for Chud Logic. When I was talking to Chud Logic, I didn't get to that. Chud said this thing on stream, and I understand why, because Jistical and all these people have all mind-fucked themselves into believing this insane shit, where they were like, you've been pumping me full of DGG narratives and forcing me to, like, spin your lies forever. And it's like, Chud, I have never said or done anything mean about you or rude, like, towards you for, like, the past 3 or 4 years. The only thing I've said about you, I've generally been polite. What the fuck are you talking about? Where the fuck do you guys get these ideas from? Because they're spun from narratives that mean, that are spun from nothing. Like, it's literally spun from nothing. Like,
well, the thing is they sit in a circle off stream, talk bad about you, even if yeah. It's not like...
And then they convince themselves that it's yeah. Like true, but then they get like this amplification thing going on where it's like, yeah, and then it's like, hold on. Like, if I could get any of these people on stream, Jistical, Chud Logic, any of these people, like, hold on, whoa. What is a single false narrative that you think I've pumped full of, like, that I've pumped anybody full of any? Like, they wouldn't be able to name a single thing. Or what is a single leak? Is there one leak anywhere ever? A single time ever of me talking to anybody where I'm like, all right, guys, we got to try and lie about this. We got to sell this. Like, in the history of all of my shit, I probably had more fucking DMs leaked than any of these motherfuckers on the planet. It has never, ever, ever happened. I'm never doing this. But these guys have so much time to do this. They have so much time. I don't know what these people do with their free time, or this is all their free time. How do they have the time to make up all these crazy stories in the background about me or anybody else? And to oh my God, it's crazy to me, dude. It's insane to me. I don't understand. Then meanwhile, on their side, you can find so many examples of them doing crazy shit like this. What the fuck? Where they're all scheming and plotting and lying and doxing and all these crazy things that they're saying. And it's like, what the fuck?
As the maid of honor with Elizabeth Moody. I'm not mad at that you're friends with a Nazi. Go off, queen, be friends with a Nazi. But you're gonna replace me as your maid of honor, like a Jewish woman with a Nazi? I think that's a little extreme. That's where I'm upset.
That's crazy.
Okay.
What a bitch. How dare she, dude?
Wow. But this is one of the reasons why Amy reached out to me, is because this is what Lauren has been doing since her and Amy, quote unquote, broke up like several months ago, a few months ago. Now Lauren has been sucking and fucking the entire Austin comedy scene and everybody that she can get her tits or her pussy around down there, or that will listen to her speak, in order to get all of them to fucking hate Amy because she's her new number one op right now. I don't even know why. I don't even know. I don't know what actually happened.
That's crazy.
Thank you. Nah, so that's my two cents. And then also, she just like she's saying that I'm crazy.
You're gonna see Lauren on Rogan.
True. The best moment was Queeman having to admit that he said you doxed Anna Voir just by linking her Kiwi Farms in DGG, but him doing it to you isn't somehow. Yeah, I know, because all these guys are retarded. Also, keep in mind, Queeman and all these guys have been building resentment towards me and like creating these weird fanfics about me for years. You would imagine that like if they could come into a chat with me, that they'd be ready to just unload, like, here's the 400 horrible, evil things that you've done, Destiny, answer for them. But they have nothing. All Queeman could do is sit there and spam racial slurs at me or whatever and complain, which, by the way, you should fucking spam report the fuck out of any of their kick streams or whatever the fuck else. The fact that I'm sitting there in Chud Logic stream and I think Queeman called me a spick on stream. I think he literally was calling me.
Told you Gusano a few times.
Yeah, you're just like spamming racial slurs and shit at me. Because by the way, all these guys from the background of their channels are always spam reporting all of my shit and coordinating spam reporting all of my shit. 100%. Which, by the way, I didn't even leak anything about anybody in particular doing that. But Jesticle himself admitted to it. He actually said it on stream. Yeah, I did tell everybody to go report that season. I mean, I did post that in that weirdo fucking Discord. I did tell everybody to go and spam report his stuff because he was harassing us. Get the fuck out of here.
Whatever. But like, all of my friends are still my friends.
Lauren has the most tumultuous friend group shit in the universe. It's crazy. Wasn't Shkreli Lauren's obsession for a while before meeting you too? I remember him explicitly describing her as a crazy obsessive bitch. I didn't remember him saying that, but yeah, that wouldn't surprise me because, because remember that one Reddit thread? That was a secret Reddit account that Lauren had made just to attack Martin Shkreli on. I do think that also, by the way, I do think that Lauren made that post on Kiwi Farms. I don't have like great evidence of it beyond what I posted, but I do think she's the one who made that. The one that Pixie screenshotted like 2 hours after the post and then messaged me and was like, are you sure?
Thank you.
Did Amy put on the video she made about you? I believe she did, yeah.
No, so that's my two cents. And then also she just like, she's saying that I'm crazy and like facts, whatever. But like all of my friends are still my friends. All of my friends from 2020, like all of our streaming friends, we're still together. We're still the same group. Nothing happened.
From when?
She just like
wait from what crazy. Year
thank yeah. you no, so that's I'm... my two cents. And then also she just like she's saying that I'm crazy and like facts whatever, but like all of my friends are still my friends. All of my friends from 2020, like
from 2020. No, she has moved through so many friend groups. It's crazy.
All of our streaming friends, we're still together. We're still the same group. Nothing happened. Luke, Ian, they come visit me.
Luke and Ian, Ian Crossland and Luke Rudowski or whatever, are two guys that she has fucked a lot. They are two guys that she reached out to make videos and correct the record about my stuff. I know this because I have her text to them. So yes, men she is kind of sort of able to keep a hold on to as long as they're willing to keep fucking her, basically. Yes. I'm pretty sure she actually was at a fucking, it was like a MAGA or a TPUSA event with, I think it was with Luke a few years ago. And I remember her complaining about Ian Crossland, because Lauren De Laguna, for all of her faults, she's pretty smart. I remember that Lauren is a has a pure math degree, so she knows her math, was in a car with Ian Crossland. And I remember Lauren was complaining because she was like, Ian was telling me that limits aren't real. And then the reason why limits aren't real in math was some retarded shit. And then she was just complaining about how fucking retarded this guy was. But obviously she doesn't give a fuck as long as she can still manipulate a person. And as long as they're connected to somebody, like she will spin and spin and spin and play and play and play. And it's just like fucking, yeah, Jesus Christ, bro.
When they're in Austin, Pixie, Virginia, like all of us are still, they're the two that went off the rails, you know? Yeah. We're a group of conservatives and liberals, extreme conservatives. We have people who love Nick Fuentes. We have people who hate Nick Fuentes. We have all extremes in our group of friends. It's never been an issue. But they went off the fucking rails and, like, became Nazis, in my fucking opinion. And I don't think, like, for instance, you know, Luke and Ian, they're pretty conservative.
Like, what I hope my like one of my big side things for the upcoming manifesto is that I think that this reputation, I think Lauren is able to launder her reputation because she's never just been as popular online, but there has to be like a huge public like specter that follows her around so that people know what they're getting into for her and then for Pixie. They just can't be that these people can drift from group to group being the most destructive, cataclysmic, apocalyptic people ever with nobody having any fucking idea about like the trail that they leave behind them. But it's just because they never got quite popular enough for people to realize like how fucking crazy they are. So they are able to just like fuck their way into a new group and then like everything is like chill and cool, you know? Like the fact that, again, like just seeing how, bro, my mind has gotten destroyed. Just seeing how connected I brought up the irrelevant. Somebody posted, was it like 2 years ago, where he's like in South America with fucking Jasmine or with Jessica secretly fucking or I guess like abducting and abusing Cherry and everything else, where fucking I don't even remember what the other thing was. Oh, but finding out that like, so like some of the weird anti-fans that I have, like, why does fucking Wicked Supreme talk about me so weirdly, you know, in Jessica's server? Oh, because Pixie and him were fucking. Oh, okay. Or like, I've lost, you know, all my connection with Lonerbox. Why? Oh, because Pixie was fucking Lonerbox and also didn't tell him about any other guys that she was fucking. And it's just like, everything is just like, fuck! It's actually, it drives me fucking crazy.
So was she just like cheating on Lonerbox then? Or
I don't know. I don't know what anything. I don't know the details of the relationship. I'm just saying that like, it's just like, it's all so connected in such an annoying fucking way. And it just drives me fucking crazy. God damn it. Okay, that's okay.
Like they're like the Timcast Tim pool. Like they came over to Austin recently.
The Lonerbox know she was married? Who knows? Who knows? Apparently Pixie in her deposition says she didn't even know where the fuck her wife got her green card from. So who the fuck knows?
Tim pool. Like they came over to Austin recently. Like we all had a great time. Think any of them are Nazis. I'm not out here calling everybody Nazis, but what the fuck is this shit? Like, you watch Isabella Moody's stream, she's like, kill all Jews. What is that if not for a fucking Nazi? That is a Nazi. If you were advocating for the death of all Jews, you are a fucking Nazi. Okay? Amy, you became a fucking Nazi, you dumb bitch. After I supported you financially, after the hairdresser chopped off all of your hair, who bought you extensions? I did. When you didn't have a dress for any of your PBD events, who got you a dress? I did.
And then, like, these dipshits don't know anything, so he thinks he's getting, like, the sickest fucking gossip right now. But he doesn't realize it, probably because he's also like a simp, lonely virgin guy. I don't know if he's married or not, but it's like, oh my God, like hot girl, huge tits, giving me attention and dropping me sick gossip or whatever. He just has no clue.
What my mother did? Who gave you legal advice when you needed it when I wasn't an attorney? My Jewish mother. How dare you? How the fuck? Amy, you became a fucking Nazi, you dumb bitch. After I supported you financially, after the hairdresser chopped off all of your hair, who bought you extensions? I did. When you didn't have a dress for any of your PBD events, who got you a dress? I did. What my mother did? Who gave you legal advice when you needed it when I wasn't an attorney? My Jewish mother. How dare you? How dare she?
Oh, actually, I wonder if Lauren's mom was Pixie's wife's sponsor, and that's why Pixie didn't want to say who sponsored the green card in the deposition, because Lauren admitted in text messages to facilitating a $10,000 bribe from Pixie's wife to Lauren's mom in order for her to sponsor her for a green card. I didn't see if they'd confirmed it or not, but she was trying to get her mom to accept a $10,000 bribe from Pixie's wife in order, because Pixie didn't make enough money to sponsor the green card. Maybe her mom actually was the one that went through with it.
Become a Nazi.
That's crazy. Yeah,
huge,
that's
crazy. Huge 10K
come up.
Do what?
Huge 10K come up.
Yeah, apparently. So crazy, bro. Lauren lying about the depot in the same interview. 255.30.
Content.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, what were you where is, I thought you had
you
something.
You were talking. No, I think I interrupted her.
Oh, I don't even remember. You were talking. You bring up Justine. He leaked part of my deposition today, which was bullshit. Because in the deposition,
by the way, she did cry to Joanne about this. But also, do you remember when she was tweeting out, "Oh, well, fine, release it. I don't care. I'll release it. I don't care. Release it. I don't care." Huh? Crazy. Apparently now she does care.
The attorney was so fucking mean to me. And I just tried to be nice to him. I just went in, grinned him, and he was so mean to me. At one point, he's like, "I'm going to bring you back in here." And I was like, "Okay, let's make a date of it. Fucking sue me."
That's crazy. The person deposing you from the other side was adversarial? That's wild. She's a lawyer, right? I thought she said she was a lawyer, right? I'm surprised. I thought they would have been like really chummy and friendly the whole time. Isn't that how it normally goes? Fucking moron.
Then I flirted with her and he like, you can watch the clip. It's going a little bit viral on X-ray now and whatever. But you should release the entire tape, Destiny. Put it in context. Show what an asshole that attorney to me was.
I have nobody, not only do I have no problem with that, but there is some stuff that I think would be subject to the protective order, because I think there are personal details that would that the protective order would apply to, which is why I can't just release the whole fucking thing. But also, nobody's going to be surprised that the lawyer is like is kind of being harsh, asking you questions. One is because you play like a cutesy dipshit the entire time, but two, yeah, it's an adversarial deposition. Of course, what do you mean? It's not there to just be friends and ask you a couple life details. No shit.
For the entire 20 minutes before that, okay? Can you do that, bud? Can you at least release the full clip?
That's crazy.
The full
Wait, is this
clip?
Like a case? Wait, how did he get it?
Yeah, so Destiny he filmed all those girls.
Destiny's getting sued by Pixie. Pixie's my bestie. Destiny is bitter because he's a fucking retard. He is somehow convinced that I mind-controlled Pixie into doing this lawsuit. I didn't fucking do shit.
Now, listen to how she phrases this. She might say something very particular like, I did not find Pixie, the current lawyers that she's using. She got a legal team all of her own. Now, remember, she was DMing multiple lawyers. We went through this in Pixie's deposition and in Lauren's deposition. Where she was trying to get multiple people to try and help Pixie's in her court case. But every friend that Lauren has said that it was a dog shit court case and they had no desire to be a part of it.
I may be an attorney. I'm not involved in every single red pill fucking lawsuit, okay?
Yeah.
So anyway, she filed on her own fucking accord, uh-huh. not with me as an attorney. Uh-huh. And now Destiny is fucking wrapping me into this. He called me for a deposition that lasted 9 hours. 9 hours. And not a single...
On my birthday, thank God.
...single question was about anything relevant.
That's crazy.
Not any... It was... He asked me about my exes.
Yep.
He asked me who I dated. It was like a jealous ex-boyfriend just grilling me. It was the craziest thing. And I'm like, I just want to...
She wishes so badly.
Get away from this guy. And this was like...
I just want to get away from this guy, but I can't help but talk to Pixie constantly about him or be weirdly gossiping. Where's that? I know I have it saved somewhere. Where's the fucking... Oh, fuck, I should have this like... Where she just like randomly full doxes like my apartment down to the fucking floor on some random fucking stream she was on? I don't even know why. It was unprompted as well. It was super unprompted. It was just crazy.
A week after he came to where I lived and like just walked the streets until he found me.
Oh, well, slightly different before. I thought before I was like stalking her or whatever. Now I came to where she lived, Austin, and then walked the street, 6th Street, until he found me. It was until you ran across the street after apparently spotting me from across the street, okay?
Wow.
Wow, guys. Wow.
Okay, well, so that's my rant about that.
Uh-huh.
So, yes.
Dude, it's like you triggered.
I dated
like,
Destiny. That was an L.
Dude, you're like a
dated
Vietnam
me.
Vet right now.
Where's the video? Like, I'll have to go over that again, too, as a manifesto. Where her pathetic messages of, like, I dated her, really?
Okay, so that's my rant about that. So, yes.
Dude, it's like you triggered.
I dated Destiny. That was an L.
Dude, you're like a Vietnam vet right now. It's like we said the word Destiny. It's like you can hear, like, Fortunate Son start playing, you know, the helicopters are going off in the background, you know.
Yeah, well, apparently, like, Viet Cong, they're camping outside her fucking apartment here.
Yeah, it's
so
fair, yeah.
And it's because he posted, because we were talking about stuff going on X right now. So he posted, I texted him. People found out that I also briefly dated ABBA, like, not even exclusively, like,
wait, hold on.
Really?
I thought ABBA said that they... First, it was he didn't say anything. Then he said they made out one time. ABBA said that... Or then Lauren in the deposition said we make out.
Really?
Oh, a lot of different things being said here.
We just were, like, making out, like, after parties and stuff. Whatever.
One time or multiple times?
Who gives a shit? So... First of all, Kyla, you dirty fucking fuck. What is that video of you walking and secretly recording me and ABBA arm in arm? That is weird. We were friends. Why are you secretly recording me, you weird bitch, and then posting that on Twitter?
Who the fuck is Abba?
Weird. Abba and Preach. They're like these, oh. Like. And then Kyla. I guess so. Jesus. I just texted him. I was like, "Ah, you fucking loser! Did you get two bitches pregnant?" He didn't like that.
Dude, I never want to get in this woman's bad side, by the way. Like, this is... You got ops, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, so...
smart man.
So I texted Destiny. I said something along the lines... Because Destiny found out that I hooked up with Abba during the deposition. Because he asked about that.
Wait a second! Hold on! Wait, I hadn't heard this one before. What?
So I had to tell the truth.
Yeah.
And so he was saying like, oh my God, when I found out that they had hooked up, I wanted to kill myself. So I texted something along the lines to Destiny about like, oh, if I had known that hooking up with Abel would make you so upset, I would have done it way sooner, you know? And then he just sent me some Gunner shit. And now he posted that and put that on.
True.
Twitter, and that's going viral right now too. So yeah.
Very cool.
That's nice. Twitter. Thanks.
Very cool.
Not really, what? But I wanted to focus it on Amy. We need to focus it on Amy and get it away from Destiny. Destiny is a retarded cuck. Everybody knows he's a retarded cuck. We could just move on with our lives. Let's focus on the new baby.
Established
fact.
Yeah.
Amy Dangerfield, big slut.
Daniel, come join this fucking Discord call right now.
The Gunner shit that I texted her, by the way, was... But okay.
Now, tell me what I'm lying about. Tell me what I'm lying about, Daniel.
So I got out at a good time, huh?
Oh, yeah, you did. Wait, I feel like I've gone through these before, right? When I was texting with Jasmine, because Lauren found me and Jasmine it was me, Jasmine, and Irrelevant. We were in a hotel room because they had heard some crazy shit about me from Lauren. And then I had to talk to Jasmine and Irrelevant because generally speaking, I try to keep like drama personal between me and another person. I don't like to shit talk people between friend groups because it just leads to a lot of weird shit. But then apparently Lauren was telling a bunch of people a bunch of crazy shit. So Jasmine and Irrelevant were together and they came to my room and then I kind of like talked about it for, like an hour. And then Lauren came and found us because I think she wanted to stay in my hotel room. So she came to my hotel and knocked on the door. I was like,
what was the crazy shit she was saying, or was it just stupid personal stuff?
I think it was making up shit about like me and Farha or me and whatever. And something like this. But I remember that I was glad that Lauren had brought up some of the lies in person because then I asked Lauren, I was like, well, hold on, Lauren, was that true? And then I think she admitted in person that it wasn't true. It's like, oh, so I think it starts with that. What was it? Oh, so Jasmine asked, do you think I was too aggressive with Lauren? And I said, I don't know. I don't think so. I'm really glad she brought up some Farha stuff in front of you, though, with me in the room, so I could super clearly demonstrate that she twists stuff like crazy regarding her, LOL. Yeah, I don't think you made the nose comment anymore, LOL, at least not the way she phrased it. By the way, Jasmine is 180 completely on this, and now Jasmine does think that I was literally trashing Farah's physical appearance or whatever because of whatever the fuck Lauren pumps her dipshit brain full of. You covered these messages a bit after Farha Fridays. Yeah, okay, yeah, I went over this. She said in the card that she likes you because something is better than nothing, and she doesn't have anyone, and you could be a good boyfriend to her for like 2 days sometimes. Because Lauren just liked hanging out with me, I guess. It's heartbreaking, but that's not your fault. I mean, I'm nicer to her than anyone else in her life. She could be kind of selfish and really emotionally driven, blah, blah, blah. But for the most part, she's actually a super nice person. Yeah, but this is back when Lauren is love bombing me, I guess, or trying to be a nice person. But every single person is trimming place is fucking horrible. So I am nicer to everybody than anybody in these people's lives. But then, what were these messages? Oh, this is Jasmine texting Lauren, I think. Even Lauren doesn't want validation. Well, she probably does, LOL, but no, it's better if she doesn't get it. Blah, blah, blah. This is the same shit that I've said. By the way, every single fucking text message that's ever leaked of me has always said the same shit, basically, that I've said publicly. Yeah, it's a really awkward position for me. It is with so many people now that my wife is gone. As weird as it sounds, Melina was a really good barrier from people getting too attached because now people really want to date me, Lauren included, XX face. Oh, God, these motherfuckers, bro. I can't believe she still runs around telling people that we dated. Oh my God, the thirst in these messages was so fucking awkward. And she would delete them all too. I think I was doing stuff. Sorry, doing lots of meetings all at 1 minute. Oh, this is when I think she found us in the hotel, because she came to my hotel and she's like, I may come to you. Kizzy Vase, heart, I'm crazy about you. Have a safe flight. And I'm like, oh God. This is like not healthy slash good for her. Oh, absolutely the fuck not. LOL. We were all just silent when she said that in the car. Oh, I thought about just like cutting her off completely from all sexual things. But then it feels like every time I would start to do that, she would like ramp up the offers. And then I didn't know if she was about to fucking crash out. Although eventually I did. I had to. I don't know who would have the responsibility there other than her, blah, blah, blah. I'm pretty sure if you ask Jasmine about this shit now, she'll literally 180 fucking everything because of Lauren chatting with her so much. But what are you going to do? Fauci lied. People died. How the fuck do you draw these people? It's probably some combination of streamer space things and then some combination of me just being the most desirable alpha male. I'm just kidding. I don't know, bro. It's because they saw how good I was at StarCraft 2, okay? Oh, shit. Did you see the meme? Did you see the third girl, Mutant?
Oh, I didn't watch it yet, but I did see it. Third girl is at the tower. Dude, I don't know. At this point, Abba needs to go get his sperm count checked again, because now it doesn't seem like his sperm count is low.
Okay, I don't want to, like, make a crazy accusation, but, like, I wonder if... Does he just say that shit so that he can, like, fucking nut in girls without...
One is like, all right, that's a bit suspicious. Two, it's like, okay, what are you doing? Three, it's like, all right, well, I don't know what to say. What do you want me to say?
Where are we at?
Three.
Where's the video? I'm not going to be able to find it.
It was a day or two ago. I didn't watch it, so I don't know if it's, like, a real person or schizo, et cetera.
Why is it that Clavicular is just ending up in life? He had that Australian interview, too, where every single person that he's, like, confronting... is like fucking he's like looks max to the fuck who is why this is a this is a judge what the fuck you saw that Australian interviewer guy right
yeah he was looking good
he was like
yeah.
Holy shit, what are we doing here? I feel like people are literally intentionally pairing him up with the most attractive civil servants. Jesus Christ.
That's awesome.
Wait, you want to know the most annoying thing is I forget because so much of this stuff is like so much personal drama and shit, so sometimes I forget what I've talked on stream and off stream. Do you know why Abba stopped coming on to stream? This is the most annoying thing of everything. I don't know if I ever actually said this thing on stream, but...
Didn't you say it was just because he said that, like, he didn't want to be involved in, like, your personal life?
Yeah, that's why he said... That's what he said on his thing. The reason why was because I was doing political content. Like, if you actually go back and you traced, like, him coming on a stream and everything, he came on a stream when there was, like, crazy drama shit going on. That was why, right? When Lav was there, when people were fighting, that was when he hopped in. But then he stopped coming around when I just started to focus more on political stuff. Like, that was it. Right? There wasn't any crazy dramatic thing. It was just, remember, end of 2023, most of 2024, all of 2025, it was all just like politics. So he stopped coming because it was boring, because it was just politics, stuff that he wasn't like as interested in. So yeah, for him to reframe that as like a, well, it's because of the crazy drama stuff and everything, it's like, no, bullshit. But he joined because of the drama and he left because of the drama was over. Which is fine, by the way. I don't care about that. That's fine. But to try to high road that.
Yeah, around 119.
Yeah, that was it. Today's 84.
Okay.
Based on having
this girl was it, by the way, March, I think, of this year. Was it March 2026? That's our good friend Aber. Also, by the way, flown from America. How is he? Yeah, March 30th, 2026. This is like three girls pregnant in like the last fucking year. What the fuck? It is a sickness. It is a sickness. It is a sickness of the highest kind, the sickness. What the fuck, bruh. This guy could have been an
idiot.
He could have been a triple dad in like 6 months. And she has the most receipts.
Yeah,
I don't know if she alleges that he necessarily did anything wrong or whatever, aside from the fact that they got lay preggers. But Jesus Christ, bro, I don't know, man. That's three. Do you think that's all of them, or do you think there are more out there?
I don't know. It's gotta be all of them. There's no way there's another.
Oh, this was the thing I mentioned that fucked my mind when I saw this. October 28th, 2025. Whoa, what a crazy vacation. What a crazy wolf dog. That's wild. That's wild, fam. Oh my God, he happened to be in the same area. That's crazy, fam. How? Must have just been a coincidence. I don't even care that these people are together. I do think it's kind of like the disclosure and media thing. Like, I feel like it would change the perceptions of things if you found out that, like, every single person apparently that has some really strong opinion about me all happens to be connected through dick and vagine to people that are related to this. I don't know, man. Whatever. It's okay. I don't care. 2 weeks. Please, God, this judge. She said end of this month, beginning of next month. Okay. 2 to 3 weeks. Please, God. Please, God. Destiny, did Destiny say three girl, my manifesto, and then I retire from streaming to become a StarCraft 2 off-stream player. Did Destiny say three girls? Isn't it just the Filipino gym girl? Well, it was the first girl, and then it was a friend that she was talking to, and then this third girl just fucking literally came out of nowhere. She just appeared out of nowhere. Big accusation, but is there anything about the GF of Pisco being friends with Straighted? Who knows about any of that stuff? Don't know. Not touching any of that with a million-foot pole. Who knows anything about that? Who knows what's going
on?
So
they won't be in the manifesto.
Nah, because that's just that would just be
Pepe. That would be crazy.
No,
Come on, guys.
Stop.
The writers wouldn't do that.
No, that would be crazy. That would be wild. Stop.
Wait, I thought Straighted was eating lichen.
She is, right?
Oh, okay. Someone said like Pisco, yeah. So I don't know.
Straighted is not in that. Wait, was she in that server?
That would be crazy.
That would be crazy, wouldn't it be?
Be a little much.
Wouldn't that be wild?
That would be pretty wild, yeah.
I think that she was in that server though. What are you gonna do, you know?
What was that Shamu thing you released on Twitter today? Care to talk about that?
I don't know. I just have like a lot of random, you know, things of these people doing a lot of crazy random things, you know?
You know, but didn't he say that he's never doxxed?
That he didn't do any random things like that? That he wasn't posting like usernames and passwords and Facebooks and, but that wasn't even in that server. That wasn't a totally different server, right?
And Destiny asked me to come to Florida and I was going to Florida anyway.
Oh, please don't tell me Destiny still lives in Florida.
Yeah, he lives in Miami Beach.
Oh.
At the Flamingos apartment on the 20th.
He probably doesn't come outside much. He looks like he doesn't show.
And Destiny asked me to.
Okay, come say hi, I guess. I don't know. This chick is crazy. What are you going to do, you know? What are you going to do? Oh, another thing. Dude, I have just so much of my manifesto, unfortunately, has to revolve around this crazy girl. Did you know that she's been involved in, like, revenge porning people in the past?
No.
Isn't that kind of wacky? There's some whole ass thing. I don't know the drama behind, like, any of these fucking people, though. You can hear the voices. It's just a podcast where she was on a podcast like eight other people.
Viral a little bit. Dripping off Leah's face. And so when Leah had spread all this stuff about me, I was just like, why would you even take this woman's reputation? Like, why would you take anything this woman says seriously? There's literally pictures of her on the internet. Which is like,
Hold on. You're bouncing around the question.
Answer it.
So these photos... These photos that are going around, you sent them to somebody?
Yep.
Well, as a saying, like, why would you trust this person?
Yes, she did.
Oh,
it's a yes or no question.
You're dodging.
So you said this.
Answer the question.
I just answered it, like, three times.
You fucking jarred it.
I mean, she's already answered this question.
Yes, I sent it.
Man, you don't do that. You do know that that's kind of. There's a line that.
Oh no! I spread around porn of somebody who was already on the internet.
It doesn't matter.
You're on the internet.
Somebody
lied
about me. You sent it.
Hold on.
Didn't you
say you
were studying
for the bar?
Didn't you say you were studying for the bar, and
you had better things to do, but you keep showing up here?
I actually finished my studying for the day. I'm actually pretty proud of myself.
There you go.
So in my breaks, I was able to do two practice tests.
You can lie if you want. That's fine.
This chick wants to talk about narcissism.
Yes.
Damn, that was a long time ago. What are you going to do? What?
Oh, breaking Chud logic at everyone. You ready?
What?
Just a quick note, as I know people will notice, more leaks have revealed Shamu engaging in doxing about 4 years ago in a different server related to Sector. Doxing is a red line for me, so I have to ban him from the server and server ties. We'll also mention on the next stream, thank you.
Wait, who's bringing this up right now?
Chud Logic apparently posted that in his Discord.
Oh, so is Chud Logic going to have that standard for everybody that gets revealed to have been involved in any of that kind of behavior?
Probably, right? Did someone ask about Straighterade in the Snark Discord? I wonder what Lycan is watching here.
I don't know. What is it? Whose YouTube channel is that? Lawsuit lies, pure spite, pure chaos, total destruction. Hassan was racist. Deleted proof? Total snake. Too far? Meltdown. Brain dead. Oh, Hassan was right. Sorry, my bad. Even our boy Lycan's watching the anti-fan hater shit. Is that just
to
go on the search bar?
What else was he supposed to do?
Oh, true. What is he searching for there? We can't make it out. We need AI.
Ask Grok.
Don't you think that some of the reactionary influencers like Roach won't progress their movement politically until they take the next step and face their political opposition? You just sit in your room, you won't be taken seriously? Wait, what?
Is he drunk for these streams now? Or is he on like tranks or something to calm his anxiety? But don't you think that some of the reactionary influencers like Roach won't progress their movements and politically until they take the next step and face their opposition?
Our tentacles are everywhere, okay? Islamo-communism now. Islamo-communism tomorrow. Islamo-communism yesterday. Don't you think that some of the reactionary influencers like Roach won't progress their movement politically until they take the next step and face their political opposition? You just sit in your room, you won't be taken seriously? Wait, what? You think Asmongold is going to fucking go outside? You think he gives a shit about a political movement? Everything that my naysayers say about me, including the Asmongold fan base, is literally 100% correct for Asmongold. A guy who never actually leaves his home.
Oh, hold on. They say that I'm projecting? I think that they're projecting.
Guy who doesn't actually have any fucking skin in the game, a guy who doesn't actually give a fuck about politics at all, but is simply farming morons. That's what he's doing. It's ironic because his fans and Sex Pestini's fans say that about me. The only guy between us three who actually does have skin in the game, who doesn't just like try to farm out a personal slush fund for himself, who will do...
What? Where's... I have a personal slush fund? Please introduce me to said slush fund. What are we even talking... Where are these talking points coming from? Is he talking about the personal slush fund that was Progressive Victory that I never got a single payment from ever that my community fundraised for and that paid out fucking... You want a hot meme? You want to know some hot memes? I don't know if these filings are public. They must be. You want to know who made more money from Progressive Victory than I did? Was fucking Valkyrie. Didn't she get paid like $50,000 to do some fucking event with them? What about Austin? Didn't he get paid like $40,000 or $50,000 to do some fucking event with Progressive Victory? I'm pretty sure they did events with him, and I'm pretty sure they were five-figure sums. These motherfuckers were paid out. So your friends, your best fucking friends, were getting paid more money from this organization than I ever did. I got $0 from Progressive Victory. These are public filings. They're, I don't know if it's a PAC or a C4 or whatever, but I'm pretty sure the filings on this are public. Ask your friends, motherfucker.
Do a couple door knocking operations and then use that.
Even if we only knocked on two doors, that's two more doors than you and your committee have ever done in your entire fucking life.
Personal slush fund to attack their online enemies over and over again and nothing else.
That's true. Like, yeah, it's true, King.
There's a reason why I don't talk about either of these two fools as much as they talk about me.
Because, well, one is because, as we've seen illustrated, especially over the past couple weeks, you have a whole little weirdo, creepy sexual subnetwork that obsessively does it for you, which is nice, which must be nice. That strategy, by the way, super effective. Pixie, the fucking e-whore, does the same shit where she cries constantly to her lawyer and cries constantly in filings about how she needs protective orders so that I am gagged, which, by the way, the judge told her to kick fucking rocks on. Thank God. It's not fair that you can talk about me. It's not fair. Blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, in the background, you get all of your friends to spread all the fucking misinformation and all the weirdo fucking personal obsessive shit that you want, right? But they're not doing it directly, so, you know, must be good. God, it's so annoying how transparently fucking cringe these people operate. I wouldn't even care if, like, we're so far past this, but, like, if it was actually, if it was actually over political shit, at least it would be more interesting. But when it's this guy who solicits fucking nude pics from his fucking underage fan base and then is braggingly showing them to reporters and friends on stream, which he's done over and over and over and over and over again, is like, actually, these guys are sexually obsessed with blah, 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 blah. Oh, so anyway, let me get my bathtub pick perfectly ready. Let me get the bubbles over my fat-ass fucking stomach because I let myself go during COVID. Anyway, here's our bathtub pick for GQ. Dude, kill me.
Okay? It's because I'm invested in some serious shit. I want to make changes in this goddamn country. Okay? There's also a reason why I'm politically relevant and those people are politically irrelevant, right? So...
My face when Dusty's committee only knocks two doors, but I have to go to my Discord to brag. People have their communities to do letter writing campaigns to Congress. I can't even get a screenshot. I just wanted some fucking screenshots. Lots of help, guys. Thanks.
If you think that Asmongold at any point is going to actually do anything to change politics in this country, you're out of your fucking mind. He doesn't give a shit. The more likely scenario is once the Trump move is over, The only funny thing about the recent Assault Piker discourse is a fairly popular central streamer does exist. He just behaves like this online, so no elected official or think tanker can acknowledge him.
Chesticle. That was a good meme.
What the fuck? I don't even know what the fuck I'm looking at. Keck. Keck.
Hassan saw that, and the first thing that went through his mind was,
Destiny is a fucking great guy.
I agree.
You, his biggest opposition are streamers who average 500 viewers. He's bending every day attacking them while you're pushing left politics.
True. My biggest ops. What was the, did you see, holy shit, that Hassan replied to a Nicandros tweet?
Oh, yeah, dude, he's deep in it right now.
I think the Nicandros guy, it's so funny, Hassan said my biggest ups get 500 views. Doesn't the Nicandros guy get like 27 views on Twitter?
Yeah, these people are like nobodies, but he's responding to them.
I don't even know who these fucking people are. The only reason I know these people are is because their names are in the fucking, the Gypstein files. I have no idea who these people are. And Hassan is in their fucking mentions. What the fuck? 3,300 followers. Hasanabi, I wish, bro. How many subs does this guy have on YouTube? 22,000 subs on YouTube. Holy shit, last video 3 months ago. Oh, but he attacks Mudahar a ton, attacks this Nux guy. Oh, he's conveniently against all of Hassan's enemies.
Yeah. Keck. You're saying he won't actually do anything, Asmongold won't, but if he wants to take it to the next level, he doesn't care about taking it to the next level. What Asmongold wants is to farm outrage and to farm the easiest dollars of all time. Okay?
Bro, those Zins, you're going to get fucking... Do Zins give you cancer, actually? I don't know.
When this movement moves, when the right-wing movement moves in a different direction, if it falls out of favor and woke comes back, which it already is, he will become more moderate. He has no real... like. He has some real politics. Like he is, I think he is truly a misogynistic, transphobic, racist asshole, right? But during peak woke, he was very quiet about those positions, right? Because he knew better.
Was he? I feel like he just didn't do politics as much back then. Which you, I guess you could
he just played WoW and did he knew better. Bomb bombs.
Handcuffed to monkeys. Quote, hey, Chud, before you start defending me on this, there are logs of me doxing 4 years ago, so beware, end quote. Would have been nice. Honestly, I'm just thinking of severing anyone close to this. It has nothing to do with me. I am being expected to answer for everyone else's shit. Ha 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 ha. Well, I mean, that's kind of what happens when you reflexively defend all these people just because you perceive them to be enemies of me.
This is, I don't want to show... It's,
oh my god, we got...
Wait, when was that log?
This
when did one? You say that I doxed people 4 years ago?
This Chud Logic log, I think, is from like an hour ago.
So he only told him this after the tweet this morning.
Maybe? What?
Interesting.
Chud is saying that he didn't have knowledge about this in the past or whatever.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't watching. I thought the Shamu guy was saying that he had logs from 4 years ago.
Well,
sorry.
No, Chud is saying he didn't know that, so...
Got it.
This is... I don't want to show... It's the horrendous visage Destiny picture, so we don't want to look at it, okay? So I'm sparing you guys. I went to great pains to spare you guys, but we got a Hassan response to that, a reply. Let's check it out. I'm sure the centrists who think I'm bad and toxic will have a field day with a guy in a court battle at the moment with the distribution of Revengeborn in the process of acquiring CSAM. A guy who's written... That's technically true. A guy who's written a manifesto about white people being able to say the N-word. Wait, they do love Richard Hanania, who's also pro-Israel, so I guess it works.
Your friend...
Dude, the funny thing about
I need a soundboard for that. This one that he does where he's trying to do the push the super performative laugh.
This is I totally disagree with Hassan on this part, and I could even correct him on some of this part. This is a little shaky on the facts, but I'm just gonna uncritically retweet instead. I think I'm just gonna uncritically retweet instead, right?
King shit, hell yeah.
Until she was forced to give testimony in a case not even related to her.
Mentally prepare yourself. Wait, what is this? Hold on.
Until she was forced to give testimony in a case not even related to her. It is related to her. The sex trafficking victim is the person that you were receiving pornography of.
Well, except none of that's related, right? Because all of it is out of statute range. And plaintiff knew that when she filed the case, which is why she lied about the dates initially, probably under Lauren's advice, which is why none of that is like relevant now, right?
The sex trafficked minor is the person that you received multiple pornographic videos of, Destiny. That you watched these videos. And I actually was looking through my logs. He described the fact that he watched these videos to me. Can I go grab that? Should we do a little fun right now? Should we have a little fun? So this reads bottom to top, okay? It's not sad. I don't care. He's probably a cuckold. The way that she would record video content is her boyfriend would record her on Discord while she fucked guys, and she would send me videos after, sometimes after, and her boyfriend is that guy. So he's watched this person, right? Just to be clear,
I don't know why he's so desperate. Like, he thinks this is like some huge owner trying to prove something. Like, yes, a weird fucking dude from the UK catfished me with a person who's accounting controlled. What are you trying to prove here? Like, every single comment I've made after the fact is like, this is a horrible, terrible, disgusting, like, atrocious thing. Every single thing that you guys have done has been trying to harass and bully this fucking girl until she either kills herself or somehow implicates me in this crazy fucking trafficking scheme. Like, the only thing you guys give a fuck about is trying to use this person's, like, agony to try to get an own on me. Like, I'm a pedophile because you're projecting your own desires to fuck kids onto me. Jesus.
Right? Just to be clear, he has watched this stuff. He did get sent this stuff. They are sexual videos. They're not just random videos about whatever. He is very clear here. These videos are, well, he says, her boyfriend recorded her on Discord while she fucked guys, and she would send me the videos sometimes after. So that was Solo, bro? I'm pretty sure Solo was in the videos. I'm pretty sure even Destiny might not be stupid or face blind enough to confuse it for Solo in the videos. Yeah. Anyway, he also recorded himself moaning her name. Very weird. So, yeah, this is the person. They're deposing the person whose videos you were being sent. Okay?
But that has nothing to do with the court case. It's not about them, because remember, Pixie and Lauren chose not to sue or implicate the Solo guy literally whatsoever in any of this, right? Also, I mean, like, if we're gonna play, like, this stupid fucking game of, like, whoa, who's gonna blah, blah, like, I mean, technically, the Solo guy said the exact same shit to you, right? You sent me a crap photo of child porn, otherwise why delete it when I told you it was her underage? Well, I sent you what I was sent. I deleted it because I was polite to do so. Does that make, is he a John too now? No one knows her identity. If they did, Destiny would catch a case. And maybe Jistical too. I wonder whose server this was in, by the way. Does this little symbol mean this was in Jistical's server? No, that's just his Discord tag. Oh, I guess I'm not Discorded enough, okay. That spicy chat, I think. I think it was in Queeman's server, because that's where that Solo dude talked the most, but... Wait, Destiny. Solo just admits he sent people CSAM as blackmail. Yeah, no shit. That was his whole fucking thing. Yes. But nobody gives a fuck about it, because they're only trying to take me down. I'm untakedownable, okay? I'm like a QB that can never be sacked, because I'm a... I'm like Kobe, okay? Kobe's never been sacked before, has he, Mooten?
Never.
Kobe is a rapist, famously.
Your name?
Is this supposed to be publicly viewable, or did they not know that? So, Jistical used to have a channel in his server called the E-Rape Defense Channel, where they would argue with my fans about how I'm a rapist. But they privated the entire channel. You might be able to go see this right now. And only one user can see what's in the channel. And it's fucking Pixie! But no coordination, by the way. Definitely not coordinating, though, by the way. Definitely no coordination going on there, by the way, though. That's just a meme, I'm sure.
Remember to hit that like and subscribe, and don't forget the notification bell so that my videos show up right in your feed.